Good evening and welcome to Primetime Sports. Wednesday evening, time for our weekly Fargo Forest Coaches Conversation. We're back after the new year, a couple of week hiatus with these conversations, but we're joined by assistant coach of the Fargo Forest, Jackson Keen. Coach, I got to imagine hopefully you enjoyed the holidays and you guys were able to get a victory on Sunday as you've had, four games since coming back from Christmas, splitting 2-2. How were your holidays and what are your thoughts of the team's play these first couple of weeks out of the gate in the new year?
Yeah, obviously the start is always kind of tough after the break. I think for the most part, I think everybody had a good break, and for the staff, it was good to take a few days off, just not being in the rink and all that stuff. But yeah, I think the start was pretty good considering we started on the road for that weird. We played 2 in Waterloo, and then we went to Sioux City for the 1 on a Tuesday, just that New Year's Eve game, and then obviously back on the road again last weekend. So for us, I think it was a good way to get back, and being on the road is sometimes a little better when you're coming back from these breaks where, you don't have to think too much, you just go out and play. And I thought the guys did a good job. We got points in most of those games, so big for the standings.
I know as well, the World Juniors just wrapped up, so you guys are back to a full roster. I'm just kind of curious as to a couple of guys in the team were playing in that World Juniors tournament. Your thoughts on the opportunity those guys are given paired with now the excitement of getting them back in the lineup as well?
For sure. I think for Alan and Peter, being able to go to the World Juniors is obviously a huge deal. It's also cool with the guys we had last year, Hampton, Slukinski, and Svoboda. Obviously got to win the gold medal there for US, and I think it's big for our program, but it's also a huge accomplishment for those guys. I think for the Slovakians and the European guys, they might not understand how being a Canadian kid, how big the World Juniors are in Canada and the United States, and growing up as a kid, watching the World Juniors every Christmas break with all your buddies and stuff is a big deal. And I think they went out and they had a good showing, and that's good for the confidence and it's good for them individually.
Coach, Jace here. It's obviously been a while since I've talked Fargo Forest hockey with any of the coaches, so I'm kind of need to get caught up a little bit. But so far this season, kind of getting close to the halfway point of the year, you guys sit at 19-12-0-3. What are your thoughts on the team so far this season and how this team has, number one, progressed, and number two, kind of dealt with those guys being gone for World Juniors, World Junior Selects, and how the team has continued to stay towards the top of the conference standings?
Well, I think the whole, season so far has been a little bit different than last year's team. I think the team last year did a really good job of, staying consistent, and they had a ton of skill. This year's team is a little different. I think we're more of a tight checking, but also have that offensive side too. But also we've just been finding ways to win games. I think that's one of the biggest things. To see where we are in the standings, I think is a huge accomplishment for, all the guys, and especially after, going to the finals last year and winning and having the turnover we did. A lot of guys have stepped up, into bigger roles like Davatilla and McLaughlin. Like those guys, we're playing a little more of a checking lower half of the lineup type deal last year. And, and also Meryl Sinari and Cesar, like those guys have coming up and turned a corner, I think, offensively and defensively, and kind of led the charge for the most part. And, for us to be in this situation again, I think is a big testament to those guys being able to come in and kind of change their role a little bit, and they've done a great job at it.
One thing I always like to ask the coaches, just because as much as I, like to watch hockey, there's still some nuances that I probably don't completely understand. But I do, look at the stats on the website. I do know that Fargo Forest are the top penalty-killing unit, but at the same time, their power play unit is, you know, kind of in that middle pack. What can you guys do or focus on to help try and get that power play percentage up as the season goes on?
I think it's something that you definitely have to work on a lot. We've kind of been up and down on the power play. I think there's been times where it's been, you know, pretty good. And then there's times where, you know, we've gone cold for a little bit. So, you know, we're not too worried about that. I think something that you mentioned with the penalty kill, I think, you know, being able to have two good, you know, a penalty kill and a power play is obviously extremely important. But with us, I think that's something that we're just trying to get better at every day. And it's something that you have to practice and you have to, you know, pre-scout and do all that stuff. So, again, we're working on it all the time and, you know, always trying to get better.
With a handful of new guys on the roster this year, they've had, you know, 3-4, some guys 5 months, depending on if they got here in August or September to acclimate to the team. But I know throughout the last couple of months, the front office making some moves, and I believe you've brought in 3, if not 4 different players over, you know, since the beginning of December. As a coaching staff and as a team, how are you guys trying to acclimate those guys and get them comfortable chemistry-wise with the team as they come in the middle stages of the year to a new franchise, rink, and everything that kind of comes and goes with USHL hockey?
Yeah, it's never easy, you know, going to a new team, especially as a young kid. You know, you kind of get a little more connection with, you know, the billets and all that stuff where the places they were at previously. But I think in Fargo, we do a pretty good job of making sure all the guys feel welcome. We have great billets and Dorian does a great job with, you know, setting all that stuff up. And, you know, that's kind of the first part of it. And then I think once you get to the rink, we have, you know, a culture that's built here with, you know, some of those guys I mentioned earlier, Davitola and Stenari and those guys that know what it takes to win and know what it takes, you know, to be a Fargo Force. And I think as a group, you know, the kids have done a great job with bringing the new guys in, making them feel welcome and know that these guys are here to, you know, help our team. And again, like I mentioned, it's never easy, but you know, I think the kids have done a great job. And, you know, to be traded here, I think is a pretty big deal for a lot of these kids. I think this is a, you know, a pretty premier spot in the league. And so when they get here, they're excited. They want to, you know, contribute and they want to win. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I've noticed from the kids that, you know, I've came here, you know, in trades and all that stuff. They want to get better and they want to win. And that's kind of, you know, what we were looking for when we're making these moves.
Definitely. And as I look at you guys' schedule, because of, I understand, the Christmas break or the winter break, whatever you'd want to associate it to, you guys, last time you were at Shields Arena in front of a home crowd was December the 14th of 2024. Mm-hmm. Your next home game is this weekend. Thankfully, you guys are home. You host Des Moines on Friday and Saturday, but you're looking at, what is that, 28 days from one home, or 27 days from one home game to the next. How excited are you as a coaching staff and also the players for your team, are you guys to be back home and playing a couple of weeks in front of that hometown crowd in Fargo?
Definitely really excited. I think it's, you know, it's kind of a cool thing to be gone for a little bit and be back, you know, playing at home. I feel like we've been on the road forever and just kind of the way our schedule has been set up, it's a bit of a, you know, a tough grind here for this last couple of weeks. So I know the guys are really excited. I'm excited, you know, to not have to get on the bus and all that stuff. So again, like really excited. I think hopefully the crowds are good and, you know, we've done a pretty good job playing at home. So I think it's always an advantage coming here.
It definitely is. I know every time I talk to one of the guys for the in the boxes, it's always, man, I can't believe, you know, 3,500, 4,000 people are regularly at a juniors hockey game. I can't believe the amount of passion the fans bring, the excitement that they bring to that arena. And it's just something that I think we, you know, I take for granted. I don't know if you guys do or not, but I think those players, when they, especially they come from other avenues of life and you have 100, 150 people in an arena, it's a whole different dynamic than when you get a couple thousand people at Shields Arena. And that's something that I'm appreciative of the support for the squad. Now looking at what you guys have the rest of the season, I know Jace had kind of played around and hinted at it a little bit with you, but I'm kind of curious as to your thoughts at this point now, seeing this team take shape, seeing you guys at second in the Western Conference, seeing that you're right about that midway point of the year. If you were to give a bit of a preview or a synopsis of some sorts, where do you think the ceiling, or maybe there isn't even a ceiling, where do you think the top heights can be for this team over the next handful of months?
Well, definitely, I think the goal in Fargo always is, to be at the top of the standings, at the end of the season. And, we're right there. I think there's definitely things that we need to work on and get better. I don't think, we've been getting points in these last few games, but I think we haven't been playing our best. So I think for us, I think the thing is, we try and preach all the time, is just get better every day. The next game is the most important one. And so we're not worried too much about, the end goal. I guess the big picture is you have to play well every day and you have to get better in practice. And, I definitely have confidence that we can be at the top and close to the top by the end of it. But again, like I mentioned, we have to be, consistent. And especially in this time of the year, it's kind of the dog days, I guess. It's cold and dark. And the biggest thing for the guys is to come in here every day, put your time in, and continue to get better. And, I'm confident we can get back to where we were, at the end of last season.
Awesome. Well, Coach, we always appreciate a few minutes of your time. It's great to catch up and see where you guys are standing. And, of course, we're looking forward to that four-game homestand starting this weekend. So thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you.
That was Fargo Force assistant coach Jackson Keene. We're going to take a quick break down this conversation. Then we'll also recap the FCS championship game as the Bison take title number 10 in Division I football at the football championship subdivision as they defeated Montana State earlier this week. You're listening to Primetime Sports on WDAY Radio.